Hundreds of Father's Day flights canceled. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. More than 600 so far into, out of, and within the U.S. That's according to FlightAware. The problem is multi-pronged, with weather playing a big factor. Staffing shortages are another issue, with more Americans traveling. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg wants airlines to add customer service employees. There was a shootout last night in Texas.
The Texas Department of Public Safety trooper is in stable condition this morning. According to authorities, the trooper is pursuing a suspect near Falfurrias last night when they came under fire. The driver reportedly shooting at troopers. Trooper returned fire, killing the suspect.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A shooting on a Colorado highway has left one person dead. Police say they were directed to a vehicle last night on the side of Interstate 70.
They were able to find the adult male driver who tragically was suffering from an apparent gunshot wound.
Officer Elizabeth McGregor with the Aurora Police Department. The victim was a father of three who was with his family. Police believe the shooting could be connected to illegal street racing that the victim was not involved in. It could happen tomorrow. A Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion nationwide nearly 50 years ago. Yesterday, protesters gathered outside the home of conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Demonstrators have been targeting the justices ever since a draft opinion leaked from the court. COVID-19 strikes the Biden administration again. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tested positive yesterday. The White House says he has not been in close contact with President Biden. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
There was panic after a gun was fired at an upscale mall in Virginia right outside the nation's capital. Police in Fairfax County say a fight broke out at Tyson's Corner Center yesterday, and that's when shots rang out. Shoppers who sheltered in place were later escorted out by police. No one's been arrested. A few people were hurt during the chaos. The mall is expected to reopen later this morning. A tragic end to a standoff between a suspect and police in Houston. Police say a man barricaded himself inside an apartment early yesterday and then fired on officers when they got there. It then got quiet.
Our officers approached the apartment complex. They were able to determine the suspect was on the bed. They made entry. HFD was called. The suspect was deceased. Appears to be a self-inflicted wound.
James Jones is the Houston PD's executive assistant chief. Relatives of the victim say he suffered from mental health issues. The family says it asked officers for help weeks ago, but was told there was nothing that could be done since the man had no criminal record. Momentum is gaining in Los Angeles County, where District Attorney George Gascon could face a recall in November. Last week, two police officers in El Monte were shot and killed, and the mother of one of them holds Gascon responsible.
I blame the death of my son and his partner on Gascon. Gascon will never know how I feel. Gascon will never know how he destroyed our families.
The murder suspect, Justin Flores, had been out on probation for a prior gun conviction. Gascon, who offered condolences to the officers' families, is defending how he prosecuted Flores. In San Francisco, D.A. Chase Aboudin was recently recalled for his soft-on-crime policies. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.